So we would talk about style of play. There has been some changes. I think they've had a reputation of being a physical team and a team that wanted to play an aggressive style, which would have been fairly close to John's teams in Tampa and in New York.
You watched the game last night?
Sure.
What did you see?
Couple of good hockey teams. And then the specifics of what I saw, you see from Vancouver, and we'll try to hash that out tomorrow. You see a team in Chicago that is absolutely so explosive. Even our game, a game in Calgary, that, you know, they're in that group. They're in that San Jose, Anaheim kind of group that it's the same as the Edmonton game last night and San Jose game the other night that they lost. And then they turn that thing on. It's you do everything you can, and your goalie's going to have to be spectacular. And they've got those kind of shooters. It's a mistake to look at that game and think that that you're finding weaknesses in Vancouver's game because of what Chicago did to them. There's been so many other things that's primary in my job right now that I've been doing. I'll just tell you, in the past, the way I would give my opinion on every player that we had and any player that we were bringing in, we all have different sources of ways of finding out about players, their personalities, what there's like in the room. So we would do our work, and after that, I'm really, really comfortable coaching the team I have. There's always two or three things that kind of are important to you when you're talking about a team before you take a job. And what I really like about this group was its age first. It's such a young team that you can come in and feel like you can have a real impact on the structure of the team and the team going forward. But there's an identity of a style of play that's here that you don't, I mean, if you take a look at those bottom six or seven teams in terms of age, unless you've had a coach that's been there 7, 8, 9 years or longer, sometimes it's find out who they're going to be when they're good. You know, you're not sure how that core group of young players molds itself, what it looks like. And, you know, we're big and we're fast. And I know that Kevin has a very strong idea of what he wants this hockey team to look like in terms of style of play, and we agree on that completely. So even without having a conversation about anything going forward, I can say we are completely on the same page of what we would like our team to look like.
Regarding.
No, it wouldn't be, it's not any different, because I may have different information. If you've been here for a long time, you'll know the players better. I'm going to give my opinion on what I've seen to this point with this group and who fits and maybe who's going to have a difficult time making the adjustment to fit and what kind of players that we want. But that's exactly what I would do, had done with in Carolina or whatever. I give you my opinion and my coach's opinion, and I'll watch them play. If we're targeting a specific guy, I'll take a look at the video and give my opinion, and then coach the group that's here. So we just, I'm not taking issue with your words, but I don't find this to be an experiment, because he has such a body of work at both. It's not, I'm taking this as the first kick where he goes to forward. He's been a forward for a long time. I like the way he's playing. I really like the way he's into the game on the bench. He's finishing checks. He's engaged in what he's doing. He doesn't at all look like a player who's waiting for this experiment not to work and I'm going to go back to where I want to. I don't get any of that from him. He's put up big numbers, scored overtime goals, done the thing, so he's impactful in our game. I don't spend really any time thinking about that. He's a forward right now. Until he makes us a better team by going on defense, then he stays there. Right now, he's doing a real good job.